It's 11 a.m. at Sweet Lorraine's Cafe, but it's not too early for beer. Chef Lorraine Plattman is whipping up the first batch of her new fish and chips. She's using locally milled flour and locally brewed beer.
I shouldn't give you my whole recipe because it's going to be absolutely fabulous. beer batter, but it's got a little baking powder. The beer is what gives it, accelerates it, and makes it nice and crispy.
Plattman owns the three restaurants that bear her name, so naturally she calls the shots. For her, this means getting ingredients close to home and as close to nature as possible. Plattman says fresher food tastes better, but it's also about how a product performs when you cook with it. She swears by the eggs she gets from local chickens that are raised without antibiotics or hormones. But Plattman says it's not easy getting local ingredients year-round, especially during northern winters. So it means being flexible.
I have a vivid imagination, so I can come up with some weird ideas, but they work, and the guests really like them. I mean, they get very excited when they see either Michigan grass-fed beef on the menu, chicken. They're just enthused by it. And again, we're buying from our neighbors, so it makes us feel good, I think.
Plattman says the restaurant industry is competitive and always changing. You have to serve food that excites people. She says chefs pay a lot of attention to what their guests like. The National Restaurant Association recently surveyed chefs around the country. Locally grown foods, organic produce, and meats and cheeses from grass-fed animals all made the top 10 list. They're expected to stay trendy for at least the next year. For the farmers who grow these products, all of this can look appealing on paper. Smaller family farms are slowly disappearing in favor of much bigger operations. Getting into new markets can mean staying in business. But many small farmers say there's a gap between the promise of new markets and restaurants and the reality. Jesse Meerman raises pasture dairy cows 3 hours west of Sweet Lorraine's Cafe. His farm supplies the cafe with organic cheese. Meerman is the family cheesemaker. He's cutting a big vat of cheese curd into millions of tiny pieces.
Well, today we're making Gouda cheese, and a variety of it is Leiden, which has caraway seeds in it.
Meerman says they used to only sell their milk, but they wanted to make more money by selling aged organic Dutch cheeses. They sell to retail stores, farmers markets, and restaurants. With the help of a distributor, they're starting to get on menus in Chicago. Meerman says restaurants are by far the toughest new markets to break into.
Being a farmer is completely opposite of the way I am because we're connected to the land. This is our place, you know? We want to have a business right here, and we're so stable. And to a fault, almost, because farmers don't change. It's one of our biggest flaws. The chefs, they're opposite. They're always changing. And it's hard to keep up with them.
Chefs say they just want what they want when they want it. They're not always willing to wait for farmers to catch up. Rich Pirog is with the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture. He says farmers need some help to adapt to chefs' changing needs. He says more investment in infrastructure at the state and local level would be a start.
We need to be able to make this case for investment in these type of foods. And if we can't make that case, then it's likely that we're not going to see local foods be able to scale up to the levels that I think people are wanting them to be available at every store, at every restaurant.
Pirog says farmers also need to have something solid to take to the bank. They need to prove to their banker that these new restaurant markets are real before they can get loans. They need loans to buy new equipment that helps them produce more or different products for chefs and to keep quality high. But mostly, whether or not restaurants can become sustainable markets for farmers depends on the whims of chefs. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.